Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The 2018 Emmy nominations are out. If you're overwhelmed by all the great TV out there right now, you're not alone. One worth watching is BBC America's spy thriller series Killing Eve, starring Sandra Oh. She's been nominated for the Best Lead Actress in a Drama Series for her role as British intelligence agents Eve Pollastri. Her nomination is also historic. Oh is the first woman of Asian descent to be honored in this category. And Sandra Oh joins us now from Paris, France. Sandra, welcome to On Point. Thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you so much.
So congratulations. What was your reaction when you heard the news? This is very exciting.
Oh, what was my reaction? You know, I actually heard it a little late. I had my phone off. I was actually a little nervous because I knew that the nominations were coming out. And so I turned my phone off, actually, for good luck. And I looked at my phone kind of when I thought it was going on, and I didn't hear anything, so I just thought, oh well, that's that. But I picked up my phone a little while later, and it kind of blew up, and I was very, very, very excited and completely thrilled, completely thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, so you've received 5 Emmy nominations for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. This nomination has got to feel different, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're all great. I mean, honestly, Anthony, they're all great. I'll take them all.
Yeah.
This one is special as well. I mean, I really love our show so much, Killing Eve, and it's been such a great privilege to play the character of Eve Pollastri. And there's so much about the show that I love and I'm very, very proud of. So to be recognized in this way, and to kind of, I feel like I'm representing the entire company of actors and the whole show. I'm really, really honored.
Well, I feel like we should hear a little bit from Eve Pollastri. So, Sandra Oh, you play Eve in the BBC America series Killing Eve. It's a thriller about two women, a spy and an assassin, caught in a deathly game of cat and mouse. Let's listen to a little bit.
I think about you all the time. I think about what you're wearing and what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I think about what friends you have. I think about what you eat before you work or what shampoo you use, and what happened in your family. I think about your eyes and your mouth and what you feel when you kill someone. I think about what you have for breakfast. I just want to know everything.
All right, Sandra, oh, there's such great chemistry between you and Jodie Comer in this series. Tell me what it's like to work with her. And what that's like.
Oh, it's great. You know, if you're familiar with the series, actually Eve and Villanelle don't meet that often, but they are constantly involved with each other. So you're really building this psychological link between them. So when actually Jodie and I actually were able to sit down and do some work together, very, very exciting. I love working with Jodie so much because we have a very crackling kind of very present relationship, and she's just a joy to work with. You know, when I first met her, I was at her audition, and I just remember she came wheeling in with her little wheelie bag, and we sat down and just kind of opened up and started. You know, we just started kind of dancing together, and in a room like that, when you're really kind of sussing out, it's not the right word, you're really kind of like getting the sense of the other person to see kind of if you can dance with them, if you can fall in love with them, you know what I mean? If you move this way, they'll reach out to you. So I feel like we immediately had that.
Interesting.
Kind of and it's not even chemistry. It's we really listen to each other.
You know, Sandra, I don't want to let you go without talking about the historic nature of this nomination. You're the first woman of Asian descent to be nominated in this category for Best Actress. Well, a couple of questions about that. I mean, I sort of want to ask you how that feels, but It seems like it took a long time. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it feels great.
Yeah.
It just feels great. It feels great. You know, I don't read much social media, and I'm really back at work, so I'm super focused.
Yeah.
So when this question has come up to me, I just have joy. I just have joy with it, and I want to kind of spread the joy for my entire community and let that joy, hopefully that energy, just kind of continue on and ripple forth. It's up to other people at this point, I think like you, people like yourself, to really comment on it. I don't necessarily want to comment on, you know, the cultural aspect of, like, the timing of it. I'm just happy that it happened. Your question of, let's say, how has it, but to address some of it is, it's like, yes, I've spent my life doing this. I haven't spent my life acting to get an Emmy nomination.
Right.
You know, that's really not the point. I spent my life acting because I love it and because I really do believe that being a part of images that go out into the culture is important because those images have not been reflected to many people in my community, but not just the Asian American community, the larger community, the global community, and I just deeply want to be a part of that, and I want to be a part of that change. So if this change is coming, being reflected in a moment of recognition, in a nomination, fantastic. I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing with the same intention behind it. And I'm just glad if this is like a demarcation, you know, if this is like a line where we now know that we've stepped over this line, I'm pleased to be a part of it.
Understand. You know, Sandra, it seems like such a rich time to be in your profession. I mean, you're working for a show for BBC America. There's great stuff on Netflix. There's great stuff on Amazon. There seems to be such a glut of wonderful programming. Do you agree with that? And it must be a very exciting time and make a nomination like this all the more meaningful.
Thank you. I totally agree. I love television. I love theater and film as well. I do think it's a very rich time for television. And our whole understanding of storytelling is kind of reconfiguring itself. I think the format of some of the storytelling, let's say in a shorter episodes to 6 to 8 to 13 episodes, easier is not exactly the right word. It's kind of like a creative grouping. It's a creative size.
Mm.
It's a creative size that I think it works well. It's kind of more handleable because it's very intense what we do, and to sustain that for years at a time or months at a time in the row is because I had the opportunity to do that on Grey's Anatomy, where we'd be working for, like, you know, 9-10 months out of the year. That's very, very challenging to sustain. And I also think that the ultimate quality and storytelling of it in either in a serial way is challenging. So,
Sandra, I got to cut you off, and I'm so sorry, but it's the tyranny of the clock. But I want to say congratulations. Thank you for joining us. That's Sandra Oh, Emmy nominee for Best Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Thanks again, Sandra. I really appreciate it. Listeners, that's it for today. You can join the conversation, get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is On Point.